You're listening to the audio production of Plain Promise by Beth Wiseman, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Renee Ertle.
Chapter 1. The den in the old farmhouse was the coziest room in the house, but a nip still hung in the air. Sadie pulled her sweater from the rack on the wall and tossed another log onto the fire, orange sparks shimmying up the chimney. She walked to the window, raised the green blind, and looked toward the guest cottage about 100 feet away. She couldn't help but recall the hours she and Ben had spent restoring it 5 years ago, painting the whitewashed walls, installing carpet, and making it fit for use by the English. Sadie was glad when Bishop Ebersol allowed her to furnish the cottage with electricity last year for use as a rental property. Her current renter had come all the way from Los Angeles, his long, sleek automobile now crowding the inside of her barn. But she was grateful for the income. It had been difficult to make ends meet with Ben gone, though her old-order Amish community never let her go without. This time of year, men in the district made sure she had plenty of firewood and kept the snow cleared from her driveway. In the spring and summer, the women folk kept her supplied with fresh peas and corn from the family crops. But Sadie, a fit woman at age 30, kept a small garden on her own. She grew tomatoes, peppers, strawberries, melons, and the like. Produce easy to tend. In the fall, her neighbors brought her lots of potatoes. She also had plenty of meat stored in a locker in town, thanks to her best friend, Lillian Stultfus, and Lillian's husband, Samuel. Her shop out front gave her a bit more income. She sold handmade Amish goods that fared well with the tourists. Other women in the district added their crafts to Sadie's, and they took turns tending the store, splitting the profits among them. She turned her head around and checked the clock on the mantel. Nearly 7. She straightened up, tucked loose red ringlets beneath her cap, and bowed her head. After she thanked the Lord for the blessings of this new day, she grabbed her black cape, bonnet, and gloves. Then she pulled on her calf-high black boots and braced herself for a blast of Arctic air. She took a deep breath, swung the door wide, and closed it quickly behind her, gelid wind stinging her cheeks like 1,000 tiny needles. A frosty mix of sleet and snow dusted her cape as she made her trek across the front yard to the shop. How fortunate she was.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?